everybody, and welcome back to the Pitching In NPL show. Next week, we'll be looking ahead to a brand new season of Northern Premier League football. But for this week's show, we're going to be presenting our third and final part of our Welcome to the Northern Premier League specials. In May, we caught up with several clubs who were celebrating promotion to Step 4 and to the Northern Premier League for the coming season. And in this third and final part, we'll be joined by the managers at Anstey Nomads, Rugby Town, Quorn and Walsall Wood. And to kick the show off this week, we're going to be talking firstly to the winners of the UCL Premier Division North from last season. They also won the League Cup, plus had a brilliant FA Cup run as well. It's the Anstey Nomads, and on Friday I caught up with their manager and chairman. It's a welcome to the show to Tony Blanchard. Well, Tony, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to your expectations for the league campaign as well as the FA Cup, just a big congratulations. What a season your side had last year, League and Cup double for Anstey Nomads. I mean, how was last season?
Yeah, brilliant for the village, brilliant for the club. And, you know, the players did the village proud, to be fair. It was good. It's an experience. And sometimes it's been good this having the break and reflecting on what we achieved. But it's time to go again.
Yeah, and that's always the next
history.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, though. I mean, when you head into a season like you had last year, I ask this question a lot about your expectations going into the season, but you couldn't have thought you would have done that. I mean, you did finish third the season prior, so you'd like to kick on and get promoted, but to have a League and Cup double like that is exceptional, really.
Yeah, and then, you know, the amount of games at the end, we were playing two games in 2 days. So we were playing Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and then the odd Wednesday, and it was just, you know, because our pitch ain't the best, which we're trying to sort out. And then, on top of it, was not just a cup double, it was, you know, to play Chesterfield live on the telly, yeah. You know, and have a full house is unheard of for the, you know, just a tiny village.
And I was going to ask you about the FA Cup run as well, and just when you look back now, that's the thing, is that, I mean, when you have to go from looking back to looking forward, and you know, we'll get to the upcoming season in a second, but what happened last year, what does that mean for the club, do you feel, the whole shebang?
You know, to be on the telly, never mind, you know, to get people queuing for a ticket. You know, we come, when I was first came to the club, we used to get 50, 60 people watching. There's 60 junior teams now. You know, we're just a grassroots club. The juniors are just as important as the seniors. And now, you know, the seniors have gone up. I think we've gone up two leagues. COVID came, so we were knocking on the door. We're at Step 4. I used to look at Corby Towns and people like that and think, oh, we're a million miles off now, then we're competing against them now, and they're proper football clubs, and nobody's really heard of us. And like I say, the juniors, and to have spectators, and actually to sell season tickets this year is brilliant. People actually singing Anstey Nomad songs, you know, that was the biggest regret against Chesterfield. If we'd have scored, you know, it was 1,500 there, the place would have, you know, we'd never sung a song till then. And just towards the end of the season, we had an away game and 100 people turn up singing, and we drew. We were awful that day, and we saved it for Sleaford at home, and there was 500-600 there, and everyone was singing. It was like, they're the things that get to me more than anything, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Well, congratulations to everyone at the club and yourself, Tony, and the rest of the team for what was achieved last year. Quite a phenomenal campaign. How are preparations going, though, for the upcoming campaign and the next big test? How's pre-season gone?
Yeah, brilliant. Busy. I'm chairman as well. So we've obviously got to do ground grading. We need a new stand, cafe, etc. We've got to make four-sided that you can walk around. So there's 100 grand's worth of work that we've had to put the grants in. But on the pitch as well, that I've got to do, managed to keep the majority of the lads that we wanted to keep. And I think we've added some extra quality, good young lads, to make us stronger than we were last season. So, yeah, they're ready to go. Seems to be a long pre-season that we've had. But to be fair, these boys nowadays, all the boys I've got, they keep themselves fit anyway, and they wanted to come back earlier than I did, so I'm like devastated. They're all fit lads, you know what I mean? So it's, yeah, they're ready. You're the young, big step up, but you know, we'll give it, you know, 100%. They will. That's all we can do.
Yeah, and one of the pillars of pre-season is this quirk of the extra preliminary round of the FA Cup. It kind of is shoehorned in between pre-season and the first league game. I mean, Boston Town on Saturday. What's your thoughts on this challenge, and can you do it again?
Yeah, well, listen, we'll just take the old cliche, take it one game at a time. We played them in the league last year at their place, Only Drew. It's a tough place to go. They're going to be bang up for it. You know, the big, strong, and good team, to be fair. They're in the top, I think, top six of ours. So it's, you know, like I've said to the boys, or I will be saying to the boys tomorrow, you've got to turn up and you're going to expect a tough game. This isn't a give-me game. But because we know them and the experience that they've had last year, the boys are going to want to experience more of that anyway. And it'll take a good team to beat us.
And then, obviously, after the FA Cup on Saturday, it's a week Saturday, Harbour Town visiting the first league game of the season. Not too far for them to travel, of course. And obviously that takes me to the league more generally. Plenty of local derbies and plenty of big sides in the division. I mean, what's your thoughts on the challenge of the league campaign?
Yeah, we know quite a few of the teams. I think it's all been remapped, hasn't it? A few of the Birmingham teams have gone up north, I see. So we've probably got less travelling than we did last year because we're right in the middle of it. And Leicester's just got, you know, the Shepshed, this Harbour, this Hinckley. So we've got loads of derbies on the doorstep. So it'll be good for attendances and good, you know, every week. And then there's some big clubs in there like your Spaldings and your Corbies and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's brilliant. Brilliant. We can't wait.
And one of the teams you've come up with is Quan, another team that you know very, very well. I mean, can I ask you this question at the start of August? Yeah, I'm going to. What's your expectations for what's possible this year at Anstey Nomads?
Listen, I don't set any expectations. Like, say, I'm chairman, so I don't set anything. I just say, as long as everyone turns up, training, everybody plays, works hard, does the best that they can, then, you know, you'll get your rewards. I'm quite confident we won't get relegated. That's the only thing that I have said. But other than that, we're not going to set any. You know, we'll just take each game, work hard. And like I say, if there's a team beats us, fair and square, I'll be like, fair play. There must be a good team because I'm confident with the boys. You know, we've got a lot of pace, power, energy. We can do everything. We'll do well in that league, I'm sure.
And obviously you'll know more, won't you, after that first game against Harbour? I mean, how much are you looking forward to that a week on Saturday?
Yeah, well, I'm not, because I've got loads of things to do, like sort of
see
out, do all that, you know what I mean? I'm like, it's creeping up, and I'm going all day on Monday, Tuesday with the missus, and if it's a draw in the FA Cup, I've got to come back from my holiday for Tuesday night, just a short break. So, but she's sound, she lets me get on with that. But, yeah, and hopefully get a good crowd to Leicestershire, and it's exciting and good for the village.
Yeah, and just a last question on that point, Tony. I mean, it comes across loud and clear in this interview, but how much is everyone looking forward to this season and the challenge?
Yeah, all kids and that. We all our kids are junior members. We give them a pass as part of the subs. You know, we get them down, you see them all singing and asking for autographs and that. It's, you know, it's brilliant. And then, you know, there's people from the village stopping me all the time, and it's got everyone talking, you know, not just in the village, but in Leicestershire. Go to our kit supplier the other day, and he's like, oh, Colville and Barwell, you know, we played them, they're obviously step free. They were singing our praises from, you know, playing them in pre-season. They're a good club and good group of lads, you know what I mean? So, it's all positive.
No, good stuff. Well, Tony Blanchard, managing chairman of Anstey Nomads, as I said earlier, big congratulations for a phenomenal season last year in the FA Cup, in the League Cup and in the league more generally. Congratulations on your promotion. All the best in the FA Cup this weekend. All the best for the season kickoff, and catch up again very soon.
Cheers. Appreciate it, mate. Thank you. Bye now.
Tony Blanchard, the manager and chairman of Anstey Nomads, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. To the champions of the Midlands Premier Division now, that's Warsaw Wood. And on Friday, I caught up with their manager. It's a welcome to the show now to Harry Harris. Well, Harry, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the FA Cup and your expectations for this season, just a big congratulations for what was achieved last season, a phenomenal campaign. I mean, how was it?
Oh, yeah, it was brilliant. My first full season in management. Yeah, and it seemed to click nicely, to be fair. And not being funny, but it was just a season to remember, and one that I always will, to be fair.
And the season prior, obviously, Walsall Wood finished in the top half, but points-wise, we're quite a way off where you finished last season. So, I mean, what were your expectations for what was possible last year?
To be honest, I took over in the October. I took over the role, and we were 15th, something like that. And we seemed to want a good run. I brought in some good players that I thought where we needed strengthening. And we went on a good run, and we finished sixth. So it just gave me a bit of a buzz that made me think, really, that, you know what, if we can put together a run like this now, if I strengthen in the summer, that we could really have a good go at it. And like I say, we finished well towards the end of the season. I went out and got players that I thought would strengthen us. And yeah, we carried on that momentum from the back end of the season after Christmas into a new season, all season, really.
Yeah, and you know, securing promotion, winning the league outright as well. Obviously, when it comes to, you know, playing step four football, I mean, what does this promotion mean for the club? Because you've captained the side in the past. I mean, what does it mean for the club more generally, this promotion that you've had?
It's massive for the football club. It really is. You know, I think I only said this the other day to the chairman. I said, Walsall against Rushden and Diamond. And he went, wow. So something that's probably unheard of for people around Walsall Wood, that they're going to be playing the likes of Corby Town, Diamond, you know, teams like that. So it's massive, really, and hopefully we start to get a few more people through the gate.
And how are preparations going? Because obviously we're going to touch upon the league and what's your thoughts on the Midlands side of the NPL shortly. But obviously we're recording this on Friday. Tomorrow you're taking on Highgate United in the FA Cup. So how's preparations gone for pre-season ahead of tomorrow's match?
Yeah, to be honest, I was really pleased with pre-season. I think, again, we needed to strengthen in certain areas. And I think we've done that. I just think, you know, this FA Cup game, obviously, yes, I want to go and win every game of football, but I'm not making excuses or anything like that. But, you know, it's just that time of year. We've got lads on holiday, a few suspended, stuff like that. And a bit of a nightmare, really. But, listen, we've had a good pre-season. It's just unfortunate it's that time of year, isn't it, that lads have got kids and stuff. They need to go away this time of year. So it's about putting together a good squad, isn't it, not just the team. So, yeah, listen, whoever steps in, it's a good chance for them to go and take a claim for the first league game of the season next week. So, yeah, looking forward to tomorrow. After I get away, it'll be a tough test, but whatever team I've got out there, I'll back us all the way. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Then your attention will turn to the league campaign, which kicks off with a tough game, Spalding United visiting Walsall Wood. You mentioned it already about the likes of Rushden Diamonds and Corby Town, but when you look at the geographical map, there's plenty of local derbies coming up this season, isn't there? I mean, you mentioned how excited everyone is for Rushden Diamonds and Corby, but these local derbies, they're going to generate a big crowd every time, I feel.
Well, that's it, yeah. Obviously, when you look at the league table, you look and you think it is a very strong, good league, you know what I mean? So, you know, we've got lots of Sutton Coldfield Town, Balmere, Sporting Kelsa. There's a lot of local derbies, like you say. So, yeah, listen, we can't wait for it, to be honest. We want to get these home games. We want to get the place packed out as much as we can. It's our first time at step four in the club's history, and hopefully people realise that and think, let's get behind the scenes. You know what I mean? Because I think we have got a team now that, I know everyone says they're always proud of their teams, aren't they? But we really have got a team now that we should be proud of, and the whole area should be as well.
It's a part of the world that you know very, very well, footballing wise, and it's a ridiculous question to ask you this. It's the 4th of August 2023, long way to go till the back end of April 2024. But what's your expectations for what's possible this season?
I think I've said this before in an interview before. I think if we were mid-table, I think the club would be happy. Do you know what I mean? If we finished mid-table and we were stayed in the league again, I think we'd all be happy, really. But I'm a winner. I want to win every game of football that I play in, whether that's a pre-season friendly or an FA Cup final. I just want to win every game. So we started last season, what's your expectations and stuff like that, and you know, we didn't have any. We want to take every game as it comes and go and enjoy every game and see where it takes us, and then you can't look too far ahead. I think you have to just concentrate on that next game. So hopefully we can just concentrate on the first one, hopefully get 3 points, and then we'll look at the next one, not look too far ahead.
And last question, Harry, just basically looking too far ahead. I'm encouraging you to do that, unfortunately. But how much are you looking forward to this season? And you know, what's possible at Walsall Wood at this level of the game? How much are you looking forward to all these local derbies, big games with the likes of Rushden and Diamonds and Corby Town? What's the excitement like at the club for this brand new season?
it's massive, you know, like, myself personally, I can't wait, you know, I want to be turning up at the likes of the Corby Towns and stuff like that, and testing myself against top managers like they have, you know, there's Mitch Austin at Arbroath, they're all top managers, and Cam Stewart, Tozel, Neil Kitchen, Ballmer, and I'm going to be going up against these managers, which is quite surreal really for me, being my first season, last season in management. But I can't wait for it, because coming up against tactically better managers and stuff, and you know, you've got to try and compete, and you've got to try and find your best way to win. So I can't wait for that really. I can't wait to learn off these managers and go up against them and hopefully beat them, do you know what I mean? So yeah, that's massive for me, as a club, for the committee and the chairman and stuff like that, for them to travel to teams like Rushden and Diamonds. Like I said, it's unheard of, so they really can't wait for it. And yeah, as a club, we want to do our best we can, work hard in every game and see where it takes us. But as a club, you know, we know what we are. It's just a few volunteers there that try and get the club running as best we can. So we've got a very good team that we're proud of, and we'll give it a good shot and see where it takes us, and we'll enjoy it.
Great stuff. Well, Harry Harris, manager of Walsall Wood, once again, big, big congratulations on what was achieved last season. A big good luck in the FA Cup tomorrow, and all the best in the opening matches in the league campaign, and catch up again very soon.
Brilliant. Cheers, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Harry Harris, the manager of Walsall Wood, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Earlier, we caught up with the Anstey Nomads, who secured promotion out of the UCL Premier Division North. Let's go to a team now who secured promotion out of the UCL Premier Division South. That's Rugby Town. They finished runners-up in the Premier Division South of the United Counties last season, but accrued enough points to secure automatic promotion. And on Friday, I caught up with the manager at Rugby Town. It's a welcome to the show to Carl Adams. Well, Carl, a big thank you for joining us. And before we talk about the upcoming season and the FA Cup this weekend, just a big congratulations on achieving promotion last year. I mean, how was it for Rugby Town?
In all fairness, three quarters of the season went brilliant for us. We were on a great run. And then we had our blip at the wrong time, really, because we were first from more or less day one. And then the team that was second for a long time caught us. They come storming through and caught us, and they ended up winning it. But, I mean, just getting promoted was brilliant, if I'll be honest. We've been struggling to get out of that league for the past 3 years, and to finally do it, we was really chuffed with it.
I mean, that's the thing I was going to mention as well, because COVID aside, I mean, the season before last, if that makes sense, you did finish third. So, I mean, what were your expectations for what was possible last season?
In all honesty, for the time that I've been at Rugby Town, it's always been that we have to win the league. We're one of the biggest clubs, if not the biggest club, that sort of level. So I was always under pressure to win it, and we just kept it in the bar. And the second COVID era was a real struggle for us, because we really looked like we were going to go up, and they pulled the plug on the league. So again, I'm just glad that we're finally out of step five now and into step four, because it was just getting harder and harder, because it was one up all the time.
And the good news is, like you say, I mean, you did get picked to the post from Coventry towards the end, but because of the points accrued, you achieved automatic promotion, so you didn't have to go through that horrendous playoff situation.
Yeah, that was a stroke of luck, to be honest. I mean, we were really preparing for the playoff game, so when we got an inkling that we might go up with points per game, which I suppose, you know, if you do accumulate them at that many points, then you do deserve to get promoted. So I think we deserved to go up in the end, but again, it was a stroke of luck.
So, like I said, congratulations on promotion, Rugby Town, back at step four. Just before I get to preparations for this season, I mean, what does it mean for the club to have achieved this promotion and to get back to this level now?
I think it means everything. It really does. The club has had, before I went there, the club had sort of back-to-back relegations. And I don't actually know yourself whether you've been to our ground and the facilities there. They just really are unreal. And they're a club that probably should, or on the outside looking in with the facilities, they're a club that should be playing a lot higher than even step four. So it really does mean everything to be back at a level that I call good standard. And hopefully the club can progress now. But I think we're coming into a very difficult league, and we're coming into a league where I'm being told there's quite a bit of money. So it just might be a slow builder for us now again.
What's your expectations for, I mean, I mentioned your expectations for last season. There's some big games coming up, isn't there, for Rugby Town this season? I mean, what's your thoughts on the competition more generally?
I think a lot of these leagues now, I mean, everybody knows they've tried their hardest to regionalise the leagues. And there's just a derby every week. You're playing somebody that's no more than sort of 15, 20 mile away from you. And you've all, as managers, you've all been scrapping for the same players. And it's just, I think it's going to be difficult, yeah, but we'll be definitely trying our hardest to finish as high as we can.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to, I mean, you mentioned the facilities. I mean, it's a fantastic stadium there at Rugby Town. So are you looking forward to these big games and big attendances like with Rushden and Diamonds coming to town and that side of things? I mean, looking forward to the challenge?
Definitely. The likes of a Kettering who are just up the road, and like you say, a Rushden and Diamonds rugby used to be in and amongst them sort of teams. You know, it's been a long time since we've managed to get fixtures against them, obviously, because we've had two back-to-back relegations, and now we've had a promotion and Rushden and Diamonds have had a relegation. So, yeah, we're back on a level playing field again.
And obviously, before the league kicks off, you've got this extra preliminary round on Saturday against Melbourne Town. I mean, what's your thoughts on this game, a home game in the FA Cup?
I just think a lot of games are going to be fine lines. It seems to be a lot of clubs and managers that I speak to, because we're all in the same pot of going after the same players. You know, we got promoted, and Melbourne Town have just got promoted, so they'll be looking to beat us, and I would imagine they're not fearing us, and vice versa, we're not really fearing them. But I am a little bit concerned with the start that we've got. I think some of the favourites are Corby, Harborough, Sporting Council, and we play all them three in the first five games. So, in my opinion, we have got a tough start, but in the long term, it might work out well for us.
That's the thing, though, isn't it? I mean, it's you're going to know where you are in the next couple of weeks or so.
Yeah, going back to what I said, I think there's going to be probably five or six teams that are powerhouses, but the kind of middle section and to bottom section, I think is going to be fine lines. There'll be a lot of draws, a lot of 1-0 wins. So, yeah, we've just got to be on the right side of the teams that are probably on a level par with us. You know, it's no indifferent to being in the Premier League. You find your level in that league, and you got to beat the teams in and around you.
And last question, Cal. Obviously, like we said, I mean, last season was such a brilliant achievement for the club, getting back to step four football. And like we've said in this interview, you know, rubbing shoulders with the likes of Corby and Rushden and Diamonds for this season. How much are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, on a personal note, I'm really looking forward to it, because I used to manage Stratford Town, and we were at step three, and I had a lot of success at Stratford Town, and then I took the opportunity to come out of there and go to rugby and try and emulate what I've done at Stratford. And, you know, I massively underestimated the level of football, and it took me by surprise, and it's took me a lot longer to get back to where I want to be as a manager as well. So I'm now looking forward to going to some big clubs and testing myself against better managers again.
Well, Carl Adams, manager of Rugby Town, a big thank you for joining us on this week's show. Big congratulations again on securing promotion. A big good luck in the FA Cup this weekend, and all the best in the opening matches of the league campaign.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
Carl Adams, manager of Rugby Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And finally, for our look at the teams who've secured promotion out of Step 5 and into Step 4 for the coming season, let's go to Leicestershire side Quorn. They secured promotion, finishing runners-up to Anstey Nomads in the Premier Division North of the UCL last season. They secured promotion via the interstep playoff. And to hear the mood now at Quorn ahead of the coming season back in the Northern Premier League on Friday, I caught up with their manager. It's a welcome to the show to Richard Lavery. Well, Richard, a big thank you for joining us. And before we talk about the upcoming season, let's talk about last season. Dramatic, to say the least, but Quorn got the job done. A close run thing for second place. A comprehensive victory in the interstep playoff. So a big congratulations on your promotion. But how was it in the end?
Yeah, thank you. It's a rollercoaster of a season. And the last 2 months said it all. You couldn't really watch it, really.
Especially the final match of the season, because it was It was neck and neck, wasn't it, between a number of teams to finish runners-up in the division?
It was, yeah. It was between us and Loughborough students. They were second at the time. They hit a bad form. I think the last 2 months, they hadn't lost a game up until the last 2 months, I think it was. And we come good the last 2 months. So it was just, we were head-to-head, really, going into the last few weeks of the season. They slipped up and we managed to beat Anstey in the last game of the season to get in the playoff final.
Yeah, and I'll come back to that playoff final in a second. But what were your expectations heading into last season? Because you came in, I think, October the season earlier. But essentially what you did last season in this promotion year, you doubled your points tally from the previous season, which is phenomenal, really. I mean, what were your expectations?
Well, I took over at Cornhill. They were second from bottom at the time when I took over. I left Nuneaton Borough to go there. Managed to finish the mid-table at the time, the season before. And my goals were always to get promoted, whether it was first or second. I don't do anything half-hearted, so I'm not in it for any of the reason. I'm a winner, so I set my stall out to get promoted. I said to the lads pre-season, I'm here for one reason, it's to get promoted. I told the chairman the same. I think Corn's not been in that league for 12 years now, so obviously I ended up getting them there. So a job well done, really.
Yeah, congratulations on that front. And it's all right finishing second, but because of the... I think it's ridiculous the way the promotion works with the interstate playoffs. You've still got one game to go. And if memory serves, the draw for that game is very late in the day. So there's not much preparation. But in the end, it was quite a comprehensive victory.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Ben, obviously, because it was we finished second, and obviously the team we played in the final, they'd I think it was third from bottom or second from bottom. So they've got a chance to stay up. We've had a great season. They've had not a great season. A bit up and down, I suppose, and we have to go and play them like a 3-hour journey to obviously get promoted. So if we'd have lost, I would have been gutted, mate. But obviously we've gone down there, and I think it was 4-5-0. I think it was 5-0 in the end, 4-5-0 in the final. So yeah, I was pleased at the end of the day. I was pleased to get the win. But if I'd have gone down there and lost, I wouldn't have been happy regarding. Obviously, it wasn't regionalised because obviously we had to travel 3 hours. I think we were told a couple of days before where we were going to play, which is a bit harsh on us, really. To getting a coach and obviously telling the players we've got to go down a 3-hour journey, but obviously it was well worth it getting the result, mate. So yeah.
Yeah, and obviously then your attention's turned to the promotion. I mean, how are preparations going for this return back to step four football for the club?
Yeah, really good, Ben. I've kept probably 70% of last season's squad because they are good enough. I needed to tweak a few areas, which I have done. I've made some great signings pre-season. Like 3 or 4, probably 5 really good signings. I've got a squad of 20, which is probably unheard of at step four. Going into the weekend, starting the FA Cup, I've got a headache, but it's a good headache.
And I'll come back to the FA Cup in a second or two. But with regards to your expectations for the upcoming season, I mean, this is like you mentioned earlier. It's been over a decade since the club was at this level, but you've got derbies with Shepshire Dynamo and Loughborough Dynamo as well. So what's your expectations? What's possible this season at the club?
Oh, like I said before, Ben, I wouldn't put my name to anything now. I didn't think I was going to achieve. Corn's a local village. It's not a massive club, but it's a club that I think I can progress up the leagues. But yeah, my expectations, at least at the start of the season, is playoffs minimum. I know there's some big teams in the league. I know the league. I know a lot of the clubs. I know a lot of the managers in the league. I know the players. So I think I've got a squad capable of achieving promotion if we set out what we're going to do.
And before the league starts, obviously, you've got this FA Cup match. We're recording this on Friday, on Saturday, against Carlton Town. Carlton Town have been pretty good at this level over the years. So this will be a good indication, won't it, I suppose, of where you're heading?
Yes, mate. I said to the lads last night at training, I said to them, I want to go far in this cup because I think it's a great cup. I've had some good times in the cup myself over the years, but when I was playing myself a few years ago now. But yeah, I love the cup. I think if you get a good run, it's the atmosphere, the change room. It keeps your season alive. It gets people involved. It gets the club on the map. And hopefully it gets us a few more through the turnstiles, mate. So I think you've got to stay in the cups, the FA Trophy and the FA Cup. You've got to stay in them as long as you can because you never know. I think Anstey got to the first round last year and they were not the same league as us, which is great for a club of that size. And it generates money as well. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we can have a good run. But I know on the flip side to that, you could go out of the first hurdle and then obviously you set your stall out for a league. So it can work both ways, mate, really.
Yeah, and it comes at an awkward time, doesn't it, these extra preliminary rounds, right at the start of August. It's like at the cusp of the brand new season, so it's difficult to... It's kind of like a half pre-season game as well, in a strange way, despite what you've mentioned there about the prospects of going far in the competition.
Yeah, I've never been involved in the first game in the FA Cup. It is quite strange, but I think the sake of that, really, you've got the first 5 or 10 games. I always say tactics go out the window the first 5 games. It's all about winning. You've got to do what you've got to do to win the games of football. You can do whatever you want pre-season, but I think the first 5 games, no matter what you've worked on, whoever wants it the most, 9 times out of 10, we'll end up getting the results. I think that's what it boils down to. So tomorrow, obviously, it's 50-50, mate. Obviously, we're at home. But, yes, home advantage probably counts because we've got a nice, obviously, 3G pitch, which we like playing football on. If we're on our game and we're playing the way we can, I think we should be able to get a result. But I would say it's the FA Cup. You never know, mate.
Yeah, and then attention turns to, obviously, the league campaign, which kicks off a week on Saturday with Coventry Sphinx away. I mean, how much... are you looking forward to this challenge? You've mentioned where you'd like to see the club at the end of the season. It's going to be a competitive league. How much are you looking forward to this challenge?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, mate. Obviously, new grounds. Obviously, I know most of the grounds anyway, but new ground for the club to go and visit and vice versa. Like I said, I'm setting my stall out to get promotion and big clubs with some bigger budgets. We're not one of them. We are competitive, but we're not one of the big boys in the league. But end of the day, like I said, I've got a decent change room. I've got a decent team. Oh, hopefully I'll be at the right end come Christmas and then we can kick on. Well, you never know in football, mate, do you? You never know, so we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Richard Lavery, manager of Quant, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big congratulations for what was achieved at the club last season. All the best in the FA Cup and catch up again very soon.
It's been a pleasure, Ben. Top man, thank you very much.
Quant manager Richard Lavery there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Well, that's it for our welcome to the Northern Premier League shows. A big thank you to all my guests this week, but also all my guests from the previous two editions of these special NPL shows that we've been doing in May and now this one at the start of August. A big good luck to everyone in FA Cup action on Saturday afternoon. We'll be back next week with a brand new series of the Pitching In NPL show, as we'll be joined by the regular pundits, as we'll be looking ahead to a brand new season of the Northern Premier League. In the meantime, remember, for the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm in Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.